Now, what are the positives and negatives of electric cars?
I guess I will ask probably another question to answer that one. Reference to what?
I guess.
If you refer to a conventional vehicle, I think in every level is, or at least most of the levels, is more positive, except probably the range which we achieve in the conventional vehicle is slightly still higher. Reference to the electric vehicles.
Right. Now, well, then, how do you think? Because obviously, currently the dominant form of car is one that uses petrol. But how do you think they could effectively be rolled out as the dominant form of car transport?
I will not see any sort of rollout immediately. I will see a very slow but steady transition. For instance, we initially saw the hybrid vehicles. Hybrid included the engine, normal petrol engine and motor together. And we learn and we realize various issues and aspects. One of the biggest disadvantages was the size and then weight and cost. Now this is overcome almost. We are almost ready for the full vehicles, as we have seen many examples.
Cool. And how are electric cars charged? And is there a more efficient charging method being developed than what already exists?
Well, when I say technology is almost fully ready, that also includes the charger. A charging system is really very well known many years ago. It's a form of power electronics. We knew how to charge different size, shape, and type of batteries. It all depends on what type of battery you have, what type of charger you want to use. All these affects the cost. And of course, the most important one is the energy source. As we know, the petrol has a petrol engine, it has a petrol. We know where to charge. But the electric vehicles has some degree of, we may call it limitations, requires a charging spot. That spot may be at home, or it could be directly connected to a grid in different locations. The size of the charger and cost of the charger depends, as well as availability.
Right. Now, final question, how can electric cars be made more environmentally friendly?
Well, electric vehicles are already environmentally friendly.
Of course, but could they particularly go further, do you think?
I guess the range is discussed in many aspects and by many people. In my view, we already have the range. I think we should change our earlier habits, because conventional vehicles, in average, we don't travel more than 60 to 70 kilometers per day. Therefore, this is somehow equal to, with one charge, we can continue a few days. In a long distance, there may be range, but if there are charging spots available, especially if those chargers are fast chargers, which may give you the charge required in, say, less than half an hour while you are drinking tea and coffee, that's possible. There are other methods people consider, like replacing the batteries, but that's probably a long way away in terms of availability and widely utilization. But overall, the electric vehicle is really a green vehicle. Of course, local emission is zero. When I say local, means at that given spot, it doesn't give you any emission, but where the electrical energy is generated may have some aspects. If it's not a renewable energy, it has to come from some fossil fuels, for example. That may be considered as a pollution, because you have to have that much energy to charge all the vehicles.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nassim. It's been fantastic having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.